This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. American Prairie has brought a lawsuit against the Montana Department of Natural Resources and Conservation for bison grazing permits. The group says that Republican Montana Governor Greg Gianforte's administration has blocked permits for 6 years, claiming environmental laws don't apply to the state agency. American Prairie says it has no other option than to sue the Gianforte administration and Montana DNRC because the agency refuses to complete an environmental review and issue a grazing lease for a portion of its bison operations. American Prairie, a nonprofit organization dedicated to creating and maintaining one of the nation's largest nature reserves, owns large swaths of property and has been dedicated to promoting and preserving prairie land and to graze bison. In the lawsuit filed in Lewis and Clark County District Court, American Prairie said that it renewed a grazing lease in 2019 that was originally granted by the state in 2009. Since the 2019 renewal, though, the department has not acted on the application, arguing that it was not bound to the Montana Environmental Policy Act, and conversely also arguing that the act allowed it to take no action on the grazing renewal. In court documents, American Prairie said that it submitted a completed application to the DNRC 6 years ago, in 2019, requesting approval for bison grazing on state trust lands. DNRC requires a review under MEPA laws, but the conservation group argues that state law sets out a specific timeline. It argues that the DNRC must complete a public scoping within 60 days of a completed application and an environmental review within 90 days. According to court documents, neither action has happened in 6 years, something the agency doesn't appear to dispute. Montana Department of Natural Resources and Conservation said it has told American Prairie officials that because the land is adjacent to federal grazing land leased by the U.S. Bureau of Land Management, it is awaiting a final decision about bison grazing there before taking action on its state permit. Currently, the Gianforte administration is challenging the federal lease to American Prairie, saying that federal grazing law does not allow bison, but a federal administrative judge previously rejected that argument and granted American Prairie's bison grazing. But for now, the federal leases remain in effect. American Prairie is taking a rare legal move of filing for a writ of mandamus, a legal maneuver that asks a court to compel a person or agency to complete a task outlined in law. The lawsuit also asks the court to declare that the DNRC has intentionally ignored the request and should be forced to order the grazing permit, since American Prairie says the permit complies with law and the organization has used the grazing land previously. The lawsuit also alleges that the DNRC has granted bison grazing permits on other parcels of the state, including noted media mogul Ted Turner's land. The group alleges that not only has its due process rights been violated, but it has been targeted for unequal treatment. The lawsuit also claims that MEPA was revised more than 20 years ago by the 2001 legislature to include a timeline of approval so that the law could not be used to delay decisions indefinitely, which they say is now the case. American Prairie also pointed out in its court filing that Montana law doesn't differentiate between cattle and bison. According to the lawsuit, the department manages the land based on a measurement called Animal Unit Month. Essentially, the statistic is meant to gauge the carrying capacity of any piece of land. Since 2009, Montana has applied one AUM for cattle and bison, meaning they're measured identically by grazing officials. DNRC says it's waiting for the federal leases to be reviewed by the BLM Office of Hearings and Appeals, and the lawsuit notes that there are multiple levels of challenges that could continue, including going as far as the United States Supreme Court, likely years from now. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.